All right, good evening, everybody. I'd like to call to order the regular meeting for the Smyrna School District for Wednesday, August 28th, 2024. We will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence led by Mr. Snow.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Our first item on the agenda this evening is 3.1 changes to the agenda. Do we have any?
We have one. We have one, that's the addition of the
Move to accept the changes to the agenda as presented.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Mr. Snow, second by Mr. Skuse to accept the changes to the agenda as presented. Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Number four, we're going to swear in our student board member. Alrighty. I'm going to let you just go ahead and read this rather than repeat it after me.
Okay. I, Patrick Watts, as a student representative to the Smyrna School District Board of Education, do hereby pledge to faithfully and honestly communicate the interests and concerns shared by and affecting the Board of Education and the student body of the district. I further pledge to impartially represent all students of the Smyrna School District serving as an identified element in the vital bridge of communication between the student, the educator, the administration, and the Board of Education.
Thank you. Welcome. Did you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, or?
Sure. Hi, I'm Patrick. I right now in the fall season, besides going to these meetings every month, I'm a member of the marching band here at Smyrna. I'm the section leader of the Piccolos, and I'm manager of the girls volleyball team. I play in the fall. I'm a volunteer at Hobie. I'm excited to be here to represent the students and, you know, be the bridge of communication between them and over here. And thank you.
Thank you very much and welcome. All right, that brings us to the superintendent's reports, administrative reports.
Well, welcome, Patrick. We are delighted that you're with us this year. We look forward to working with you too. For my report this evening, I just wanted to highlight a couple of things that we've been doing over the summer and then also look forward to next week. First off, we had a community engagement forum last week. Several of our members of the community participated in person as well as online. The engagement forum was around our personal electronic devices policy that we will talk about later this evening. It was a great opportunity to engage with our community, elicit feedback from them. We did put a survey out to our community regarding this policy and received 868 responses from the community. And there were a couple different areas in which most of the comments that we received came were were categorized. For instance, safety and emergency was number one. We also heard that many people supported it. Some people didn't support it. Most of the people who didn't support it, it linked back to community, or excuse me, it linked back to emergencies and safety. And then there were a lot of questions from our stakeholders around implementation of the policy, what that would look like. And then they also gave us some suggestions. So we've looked at that data, and last week we had our forum in person as well as online. I would say approximately 100 people participated in one way or another. So we actually are going to look forward to doing more of those this coming school year. It was a good opportunity. It's a little more relaxed than this atmosphere. We had tables and we sat around and had more of an open conversation. Not that this isn't open, but more give and take than a specific board meeting. We also had our welcome back to school event last week. That was a great opportunity to bring everyone together. We had an opportunity to, Mr. Snow on behalf of the board brought greetings. And then we also, I was able to give a little bit of information in terms of the 30,000 foot view, of the strategic plan and where we're headed with much of that information, which will be coming out in our Eagle's Eye, as well as we will update the community and our employees around that strategic plan and what that implementation plan looks like. We also welcome back our new teachers. So that was a good morning. They did an amazing bus ride and traveled through the community, went to all the different schools and picked up their Smyrna gear and had an opportunity to learn a little bit more about our district and not just the school in which they will serve. So we welcome all of them. And it wasn't just our new teachers, it was actually our new employees. Nurses were a part of that, counselors, and certainly teachers. I'm not sure, Ms. Hold, anybody else on the team that we've been on that?
No.
In July, I had the opportunity to go to the Delaware State Fair and spend the day with some amazing students from Smyrna. And it is just fascinating what they do at the fair and the knowledge that our students have. I'm always impressed. The commitment that they have of taking care of animals, getting up. And it's not just the week of the fair, it leads up to the fair as the season before it. I've learned a lot about pigs that I didn't, I asked what was the difference between showing a pig and a cow. So I'm not an expert, but I sat next to some experts who really helped me out. and so that was good. And I appreciated the teachers taking the time over the summer to do that. It's an incredible amount of work. I had the opportunity also to sit for a legislative signing by our governor regarding youth mental health. So that is going to be very helpful for our school districts in terms of supporting mental health in our youth. And the commitment that our legislature, as well as the governor, put towards that will only help all of our communities across the state. In addition to that, we have been working with the State Department in terms of moving from one student platform to another platform. So we're updating, if you name it, we're updating it. Transportation, special education, child nutrition. So it's really our student database, student information system is moving from one application to another. So just kudos to the amount of time, energy that our team has put into that. We meet weekly now with the State Department to ensure that we are moving successfully. We are one of six school districts, as well as some charter districts who are in this wave one. So if you follow us on Facebook and our website, you've seen some of the messages around that. So more to come, and we're updating as fast as we possibly can, working as hard as we can to ensure that there's no disruption to classroom instruction and getting our students to and from school. So with that, I will offer, is Are there any other questions with any of the other reports or any report, any of the thing with items that I've mentioned? Yes. As always, the minutes or these meeting notes will go into the minutes, so everyone will have access to them there. And additionally, coming in September, we'll showcase our beginning of the school year. We do look forward to the beginning of the school year next week, next Tuesday, K through 9, and then have everybody back on Wednesday. So we're looking very, very forward to that, and I hope everyone has a safe day today.
All right, do we have any need for executive session at this point? No? Okay, then we'll delay that till we get to after discussion in 11, we'll go into executive session. Yes. Approved. All right. That'll move us on to formal public comment.
Hold on, did they not tell you the great news that you don't have to read that anymore?
No.
Yeah.
You do not have to read that anymore. You just have to acknowledge that we have a policy and that it's available.
We're not supposed to do that, John. I'm supposed to let her read it.
I know, but I've gone back to it. She's been so kind
lately. All right. Well, I believe we have three people signed up for public comment this evening. The policy's on the agenda. It's also on the website when you sign up in the portal. And our first speaker would be
Mr. Welch.
You are representing SEA?
That is correct.
Okay. That will give you 5 minutes to talk to us.
Good evening, school board and executive team. My name is Chuck Welch. I am the newly elected SCA president. I'll be serving for the next 2 years. I look forward to working with the school board and the district office to put us back as one big unit to not only work for our students, but also for the community that is around us. I look forward to going back to the table to hopefully put together a contract that the teachers will ratify. So hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll get that closer and closer to being accomplished. And I look forward to working with all the entities within the district.
Thank you very much. We look forward to working with you as well. And Mr. Lindell, I think, is the next. Wow, I haven't seen you in a while.
I'm Matt Lindell. I'm a Smyrna High alum, class of 99. A couple of you might know me. And I'm also the spouse of one of a very hardworking employee at your high school who pours in hours and hours of work. She's probably home working right now. And I'm here to speak tonight about I've been biting my tongue for a while, but this isn't the same Smyrna that I graduated from in 1999. I could go back like 5-10 years and see teachers that taught me, had an impact on my life and things like that. It's a revolving door now. And if you haven't looked around, I mean, I'm not into the negotiations or anything like that, but CR just passed a new contract and their benefits, if you're looking, you guys are behind. And if you don't believe me, look at the teachers that are going to APO, going to CR, going to back to Capitol or go. I mean, you're at the bottom in the county. And as I said, it pains me to say that because I know people get upset when they see people leaving and like, oh, they're leaving at the last second and things like that. But like, for example, my wife can afford to be loyal. Like we made good financial decisions, things like that. Double state share is nice. Our grandfathered in there. So benefits aren't a worry to me on that side of things. But to a lot of people in this district, they are first year teachers. All right. And as I said, this is a district that, you know, used to be you came in and you stayed for 30 years. Like, and that's not what it is anymore. My wife is one of the most senior members at that high school building. She's been there for 15 years. And she talks about, and she was pulled by the community. Like, you know, I sold her in coming here. You know, the community and things like that. But that's, it's not it anymore. You can't have a community when people are just in and out. It's not fair to your kids. And so I'm speaking for them as well. I want them to have the same experience I had. Like, I can go back and talk to Bob Hebert, Todd Seelhorst, or I could go talk to Coach Powell and things like that, and many other coaches that had an impact on my life. The Debbie Chadwicks, when I first moved here, was the first person to welcome me as a, you know, as a third grade student. The Mike Doolin's my first phys ed teacher. Like, that's the community. They're for community for life. You have people right now in the first 4 or 5 years of their careers that could be that type of person, but they got to make a choice for their family. My wife is there as long as Stacy Cook's there. And that loyalty does not come easy. Like, that was built on years of relationships and things like that. She can afford to make that decision, but others can't. So they move on. And you can't, four English teachers, not in that building, a couple math teachers. You can't do that. And I don't know what you need to do to fix it, but my suggestion would be, you can't just sit there and let it happen. Have a 5-year plan. I mean, the state did it. Get some brains together and say, hey, I mean, the school board, you drive the policy. If you tell your district employees, hey, we want to plan to be competitive in 3, 4, 5 years, they're going to do it. If they say they can't, you find someone else that can. And you go and sell it. I'm not talking about 2 months before, like, hey, we need some money. You sell and say, hey, this is these are the stakes. We're behind. The zip code 19938 and 19977, you're losing. So, and I think if you talk to people in the community and get back to that and communicate, like, this is what we want it to be again, it can be that again. But it's never going to be like that if it keeps happening. And it's sad because, as I said, the Pam Meeks are coming through the door anymore. And I said, they are the leader within a few years. And I know my time's up. So thank you.
Thank you for your comments. And I believe there's one other.
Yes. Mr. Weisenberg.
I have it right now, but I can't do it. Aaron Weisenberg, again, most of you guys may know, I have daughter and wife in the school district, so I'm surprised, actually, I'm glad there's other people, but they don't want me to speak, but I let them, they let me come speak, so I'll try to make sure I keep it in that 5 minutes. Just make sure, again, I'm not speaking on their behalf or the Smart Educators Association behalf, I'm just a parent of the school district. Speaking of Smyrna Educators Association, I know all the ins and outs of the contract negotiations that you guys are going through as a former firefighter union president. I've been there, done that. I don't know the intricacies and process involved as of right now. All my information right now has come strictly public, available records and documents, and hearsay from many, many Smyrna School District employees that I know. So the average school district, Smyrna School District employee last year was 52,795, 26.4% lower than the national average, 16% lower than any school district in the state. An entry-level position in the Smyrna School District is the lowest of any school district in Kent County. Even after 10 years and experience with a bachelor's degree in education, our educators are second to last in Kent County. The average annual raise through Kent County over the past 3 years has historically been 3.2%. Smyrna educators were only given 2.5 over those last 3 years. The district state portion of salaries for fiscal year 23 to 24 increased by 6.2%, while the local salary budget only increased by 0.9%. The district's portion from fiscal year 24 to 25 was budgeted to increase by 5.1%, while local salaries only increased by 1%. Over the course of 3 years, district educators averaged a 2.5% raise, all while top administrators average 2.9. You already mentioned it a little bit, a few other numbers, 10% raise for CR, 3.5 for APO, 9% for capital. So my question is, how can those districts do it, not us? As an educator, why would they stay, like you were saying? It's easy for me and the general public to say that we support teachers and teachers should make more money, but we're limited in our ability to make that happen. We hope and feel that you have the same opinions of our teachers, but you are charged and responsible for making that happen. Can I extend a little bit?
You've got 42 seconds on it.
Back in April, impact fees, social media made a post. Smyrna Town Council explained that. I did some research. I know the school board, some of the members went to this council. I did research on that. So I'm just trying to find out where that's been at. I know we're not answering questions. And then kind of with that impact fees, why did it take more than 20 years to do that survey? I mean, that's just ridiculous. Again, publicans speculate, blue in their face, large salaries, administrators, education, health benefits, 1.5 concession stands. But instead of speculating, I'm just going to ask you guys why our teachers don't get the raises they deserve. So how do we plan to build more schools, hire more teachers, and sustain operations with this growing community if we can't do it now? And because I'm so in, I'll skip a couple parts in closing. Understand the public law prevents our educators from striking. I wish that it wasn't the case, or else I would be here tonight emphatically encouraging you to do so. As I said, I don't have the answers, but once again, it's not my job, it's yours. Please find a way to compensate your hardworking, dedicated, relentless, and passionate educators. They more than deserve it. Thank you for your time and best of luck for a successful and enjoyable school year.
Thank you. We have no old business to discuss this evening. Moving on to new business, we have the approval of the board minutes from the July 10th, 2024 board meeting.
Madam President, I move to approve item 9.1, the board minutes from July 10th, 2024 as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Skousa, second by Dr. Wilson. Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, how do you vote, Ms. Weber?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skousa?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. 9.2, the approval of the monthly financial reports.
Madam President, I move that we approve the monthly financial reports as submitted.
Second. With a motion by Mr. Snow, second by Ms. Weber to approve the monthly financial reports as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skousa?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. 9.3, school choice.
Madam President, I move to approve item 9.3, school choice 2024-2025 year school year as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Skousa, second by Mr. Snow to approve the school choice for the 24-25 school year as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skousa?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. 9.4, revised administrative pay scale.
Madam President, I move that we approve the revised administrative pay schedule as submitted.
Second.
All right, with a motion by Dr. Wilson, second by Mr. Spuse to approve the revised administrative pay scale as submitted. Are there any questions or comments?
I think it's important to note that this is only a revision to a position we haven't filled in a while, and it's just to bring us up to kind of a market standard, not a revision to the entirety of the administrative pay scale.
Noted. Any further questions or comments? Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skousa?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. She carries 9.5, change order for North Smyrna Elementary.
Madam President, I move to approve item 9.5, change order for North Elementary Electrical as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Skousa, second by Mr. Snow to approve the change order for North Smyrna Elementary as submitted. Any questions or comments?
Mr. Holt, could you elaborate a little bit for everyone on exactly what this change order entails?
Absolutely. So during a prior construction project occurred several years ago when we added on the back wing at North Elementary, the main electric power bank was essentially buried at a depth that was not indicated on the as-built plans. So as the excavators were digging across the parking lot to bury the stormwater drain lines, we encountered that main electrical bank. We couldn't move the stormwater management pipes, so we had to alter the electrical power bank to go at a depth beneath the stormwater drain lines. In order to do that, we had to establish this change order so that we could continue the progress of the stormwater drain line, have the parking lot restored, and be able to start school on time.
And this is well within the contingency that we've already allocated for this project.
Absolutely.
Thank you for working with the contractors and getting this done so that it did not impact students' ability to start school on time. We greatly appreciate that.
And we also understand, I mean, it's an older building, right? You're going to run into issues like this where an electrical line maybe was supposed to be here and ends up over here, or a water line, for example, is supposed to be here but ends up actually over here.
We learned a lot about the importance of as-built drawings and accuracy.
Thank you. Any further questions or comments? Hearing none, Ms. Weber, how do you vote? Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Carries 5-0. All right, the Smyrna Middle School National FFA Convention.
Madam President, I move to accept agenda item 9.6, 9.7, and 9.8 as submitted.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Stone, a second by Ms. Hughes to approve item 9.6, Smyrna Middle School National FFA Convention, 9.7, the Smyrna High School Chapter Officer Leadership Training, and the Smyrna High School Orlando Fest Musical Festival as presented. Are there any questions or comments?
I would just like to say I don't have anybody for these here tonight, but thank you for doing a thorough job of filling out your paperwork so it was easy to follow and, you know that we had all the appropriate information. So thank you very much.
Any other questions? Hearing none, Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. That brings us to board policy review. And point. So I guess the first item we'll be voting on this evening is policy 1100, civility. This is the first reading.
That's correct. We have many policies this evening. So over the course of the summer, the policy review committee met. So what you have before you is a compilation of what we worked on. Each policy will be discussed by the kind of the leader of that or the person responsible for that policy. And as always, it's to the board's pleasure to do a first and a second read, or first and final, or to send it back to our policy review as necessary based on our conversation. So I believe the first one is civility with Mr. Okay.
So you'll see for the civility policy that was originally approved back in June of 2023, during our administrative conversations with principals across the district, we reviewed the policy and had a discussion about what are some areas of the policy that they would like to see modified or changed. We also discussed that in our policy meeting to find out what are some of the areas of the policy that we could clarify or make a little bit more, understandable to the place that this is going to be presented to. So a couple of things that came up requiring or asking for a definition of what does it mean to be banned from an event or a series of events. Also removal from an event. We also elaborated on the fact that Smyrna School District staff, in addition to our community members, could also be removed from events, so that's explicitly stated in the policy. We cleaned up some of the language as it relates to the remedy for any removal from property. So if a community member has been removed or banned, there is a process that they can go through to appeal any decision that was made by the administration.
Madam President, I move that we accept the revisions to policy 1100 as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Snow, second by Dr. Wilson to accept the first reading of policy 1100 as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Is policy 1250, that is the naming or renaming of school property.
Madam President, I move that we send policy 1250, 5135, 6115, and 1330 back to committee, policy committee for revision.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Snow and a second by Mr. Skuse to send policy 1250 back to committee.
1330.
Or to move 10.3, 10.4, 10.14, and 10.17 back to committee. Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, Ms. Weber, how do you vote? Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
Madam President, I move that we accept the recommended deletion of policy 1332 as submitted.
Second. All right. With a motion by Mr. Snow, second by Ms. Weber to delete policy 1332 as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
Madam President, I move to accept item 10.6, 10.7, and 10.8 as submitted.
Second. Motion by Mr. Skuse and a second by Ms. Weber to approve items 10.6, 10.7, and 10.8 as submitted. Are there any questions or comments?
Just to simply say that these are us following the current state laws and at the advice of our attorney to have these policies, correct?
Yes. The current mind policy is an update as of August 1st, 2024, and that is a model policy written by our attorney group. And then the subsequent policies after that, 10.7 and 10.8 are both model policies that are
recommended. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. 10.9.
Madam President, I move that we accept item number 10.9, 10.10, and 10.11 as submitted with a revision to page 2 that re-includes Mr. Skuse as a board member and deletes the duplication of my name.
Oh, but we doubled your salary for that one. I did.
And change my name on that because it's filthy.
Oh, did I miss that too? I apologize.
Oh, it's fixed now.
It's fixed.
It wasn't yesterday. It's okay. So
it wasn't yesterday. That was how those things got switched around. I was fixing the spelling, your name, and reorganizing the board president, vice president.
And, you got deleted.
And I deleted it. Mr.
I second the motion.
I apologize.
That's why. And then it sticks out of it. All right, with a motion by Mr. Snow and a second by Mr. Skuse to approve policy 10.9, 10.10, and 10.11 with the revision to page 2 to once again include Mr. Skuse and only represent Mr. Snow one time. Are there any questions or comments?
Madam President, this should be a first and final reading.
Is So it's the first in plan reading. Do we need to make notes all over? Are we good?
We didn't call for it to be just the first, so we're just noting.
Okay. All right. Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skews?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
Madam President, I move to approve item 10.12, policy 51005, personal use of electronic device, first and final reading as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Sousa, second by Ms. Weber to approve policy 5105, personal use of electronic devices, first and final reading. Are there any questions or comments?
Just to say, there was a small revision from the last month's meeting that we discussed, and that was to add the line that the Smyrna School District undertakes no duty to care for personal electronic devices brought to school or for loss, theft, or damage under any circumstance. So any staff or at the school district in itself is not responsible for any loss, theft, or damage to any of those personal electronic devices.
Right. Any other questions or comments? Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skews?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Policy 5113, suspension and expulsion out of school conduct, scope of code, first reading.
This is a revision of the policy that is associated with our alternative placement process, and this policy needs to match that process, and the process needs to match the policy. So that is our revision. It's excluding the use of hearing as a appeal process for alternative placement and adding new process.
Madam President, I move that we approve policy 5113. As presented.
Second.
With a motion by Dr. Wilson and a second by Mr. Skews to approve policy 5113, first reading. Any questions or comments?
Mrs. Judy, under alternative placement team meeting, letter D, the parent and student shall be informed of the district/charter school alternative placement team's decision for placement within one business day of the meeting. Why do we list a charter school there?
It's taken directly from code.
Okay.
But I can remove that.
Just curious.
Any other questions or comments? Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skews?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Policy 15. No? Yep. Policy 5138, trips, first reading.
Madam President, I move that we accept policy number 5138 as its first and final reading.
Second.
By Mr. Snow, second by Ms. Weber to accept policy 5138, trips for the first and final reading. Are there any questions or comments?
Just to clarify, this is not changing our policy. It's just basically saying that any trips that are over one day in length have to come to the board for approval, just as we've done in the past, correct?
It's just a formatting.
Yeah.
Yes. And
so everybody's well aware, we're not changing our policy on field trips.
Any other questions or discussions? Hearing none, Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skews?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Reading policy, policy 6110.
Our standards-based grading committee, along with the board, worked in the spring and through the summer to change our elementary descriptors to 4, 3, 2, and 1, removing EPMD. 4 is now meeting, 3 approaching, 2 developing, 1 beginning. Our secondary committee, in working with Infinite Campus, has removed the third scale. Earlier today, your copy was incorrect. The corrected copy is in there now, including the secondary scales. I apologize for that. And then there's also the sunset language in looking at how we will calculate the weighted GPAs. We are aligning with the state. That decision was done last year. We've just updated the sunset language since we were updating the policy.
Entertain a motion.
I move that we accept policy 6110 as its first and final reading, pending revisions.
Second.
With a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Mr. Seuss to accept policy 6110 rating policy, first and final pending revisions. Are there any other questions or comments?
Go ahead. You, sir.
All right. So just to clarify on the secondary grading policy, what we've done is we've removed the several scales that we have down to essentially really one scale and then one clarifying of what those the difference, I guess, like a D is now 1.0 to 1.3. Is that correct?
So we've removed the... So when the teachers enter a letter grade into it, that is the 4.0 in that scale. The other scale is at the end of the marking period, at the end of the year, it will average those numbers. So if you gave a range for that. Our previous platform had limitations, and that was why we had to add the third scale, but we've been able to remove that. And we've worked with Infinite Campus so that the two scales are now sufficient.
So we don't have to round.
Correct.
Like we used to before.
Correct.
And the elementary grading scale, what people will see on a report card is 1, 2, 3, 4 or NA if it hasn't been assessed at that point.
Correct.
Under elementary grading scale, kindergarten to grade 5, letter C, all indicators eligible marks each grading period is appropriate. Stakeholders should understand that a 4 is only appropriate mark once the entire strand or standard has been assessed for end of year mastery. Could we change the second statement? Because it's not the stakeholders' job to understand. It's our job to educate the stakeholders on how our grading policy works.
Okay.
Could we change that to something, you know, along the lines of the district will strive to educate community stakeholders that a 4 is only an appropriate mark once the entire standard, that's the only place we use strand in this whole policy. So I'd like to strike strand and just have it say standard has been assessed for end of year mastery.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And that doesn't mean that it has to be the end of the year before they can get a 4. It's just a matter of that is they've met the grade, that particular grade's requirement for mastery of it.
Correct. So when we're looking at some skills, they are taught in many steps throughout the year, and that end of the year skill doesn't happen till close to the end of the year. However, for example, our social studies is a great example. We break that into units. So all of the civic standards are taught within one trimester. So it is looking at the entirety of what we are teaching them for that grade level. Again, there's areas in each of the subjects that pertains to, and that's what we'll work to share our rubrics with our parents and stakeholders.
So if I had to bring back the old scale, just so that everyone's clear, we basically eliminated the D, right? And kind of split the P. Is that fair to say the 2 and 3 would be our old P that we used to use?
So initially when the standards-based committee went and brought it to the board a couple of years ago, the distinguished was working above the standard. And as they have used it for a couple of years now, it wasn't as clear and making the mark that we wanted it to. So one of the things that had happened on how teachers were monitoring the grades, so what Mr. Skews is referring to was actually kind of looking at the level of progressing. So when the grading committee met, they said the distinguished, we would recognize students and what they're doing in other ways, but what we're looking at is where are they on that 4-point scale.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
We good? Anything else? All righty. Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skews?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries 5-3. All right. Moving into discussion items. And first is 11.1 construction update.
Okay. Last month we discussed construction updates and felt like the PowerPoint with some supporting information as well as pictures is going to be a really good way to not only update you as a board, but also any community members that attend the meeting would get a chance to get a kind of a hands-on look at what's happening with construction. So this summer was a very busy summer. We worked on a variety of projects. North Smyrna Elementary, if you've driven by there, you see them working on the addition in the back as well as the roof. We have the Clayton Intermediate addition. We're working on getting to settlement on our new intermediate school property. We have an HVAC project over at the high school and wrapping up some of those athletic services that we've been working on. The two pictures that you see, the top one is the schematic that we worked on to show the flow of car rider drop-off traffic at North Smyrna Elementary. That project has kind of consumed some of the parking space on that school property. In doing that, it's taken away from, we'll call it our line space or queue space for car rider drop-off. So myself, Mr. Marvel, Mr. Davis, as well as the administrative team at North, met with our town manager, chief of police, as well as Lieutenant Donner from Smyrna Police to work on a traffic flow pattern. That pattern's been shared with some instructional information to the North Smyrna community. We put it on social media, shared it with the staff and whatnot. So that's just wanted to show before we get into the projects and some of the ripple effects extend out to the community. And we're working with our town to make sure that we let residents know that there's going to be some heavy congestion in that area for drop off. Below that is Clayton Intermediate School. One of the things that we had to do there is also change the car rider line location. The back of the building is essentially being consumed by construction. So the car rider line is going to be out front. We're going to have students collecting in an area. We put a tent there because we expect some inclement weather on some days. So we wanted to make sure that we're doing our best to support not only the staff that have to be out there to support the drop off, but the kids as well. So North Elementary, the addition, what's been happening since our last meeting, our footers and foundations are being installed. Stormwater piping that we referred to a couple minutes ago because of that interference with the electrical power bank has been run from the pond across the parking lot and it's making its way into the back of the property. Chesapeake Gas came out and relocated the 2-inch gas main. That electrical line we talked about a couple minutes ago has been lowered, so we're excited to get that behind us. Water main, you're going to see a picture in a couple minutes. I'll show you the water main was hit. So we have we had to work on that. That water main was located approximately 50 feet away from where it should have been and at a depth that's also not where it should have been. So this project, in spite of all of those things, remains on schedule. So what's next? So that water main that I just mentioned a minute ago, in order to repair that, we had to go through some very quick planning as well as get some water testing done to be able to start using the water in the building. So we were able to get all of that work done, get the testing done, and North Smyrna Elementary has their visitation this evening, so we were able to get all of that done in time for that event. So that water main is repaired, restored, and providing tested, safe water to the school. Stormwater piping, as I said, is going to continue on around the back of the building. The site excavation, as well as footers and foundation work, is going to continue onto the south side of that project. And they're going to be working on the underground mechanicals to get ready to work the staff for that project. All right. Also, North Elementary, the roof. What did the truck have to do with the roof? So we had a lot of insulation material that was there on that site. So all of that's being hauled away. The roof membrane has been installed. That, as I said, that surplus material is being moved. We're waiting on the metal fascia that should be or have arrived today, if not will be, and that's going to be installed. The goal from the conversation that Marvel had with that team is to have all of that in place, installed by the 31st, so that roof project is wrapped up. We'll still have a couple things to work on, some of the punch list items, but our goal is to have everything tidied up for the start of school for that project. So Clayton Intermediate, there's the big beam that we had for our we'll call it our beam signing or topping off. That was a piece of structural steel that we invited all the folks out to their visitation to get an opportunity to sign. So the underground mechanicals are done in Area A. If you recall, just to break down, if you're facing the school on the right side, that's Area A. That's the major addition to the school. Area B is directly behind the school. It's what attaches to what's now the gymnasium. Area C is on the south side of the school, essentially where the existing cafeteria and kitchen are. So just to give you a refresh on that. So we got the site pad, received the stone, all that good stuff was on time. The foundation, the pad was poured, which I have a good picture of that. I'll show in a couple minutes. Area B, 90% of the underground mechanicals are done, and they're going to be receiving stone and concrete shortly. Area C has foundation work that's near completion. Underground plumbing is about 60% complete on that. We're demoing some of the wall for Area B. There's going to be a penetration through that wall where the locker rooms and whatnot are going to go. New sidewalk and curb have been installed. Also on time and on schedule for that project. And there's what the beam looked like this morning. Had a lot of our students, staff, and families, community members sign it yesterday. So what's next? Week of September 3rd, next week, that pad in Area B is going to be poured. Area C, they have the underground piping and mechanicals to finish, and that pad will be poured. Hopefully similar in timeline to Area C. Area A, steel is going to be delivered, and hopefully the expectation is to start setting that steel in place shortly afterwards. Our new intermediate school, the tax parcel ID has been established for that land. We have a tentative settlement date, which is Monday, September 16th, 2:30. So we've sent that meeting invitation out, and we're waiting for the response for that. Smyrna High School HVAC project, nearing completion. At this point, I think we're 100% turned over, correct, classrooms. Contractors are wrapping up punch list items, finishing up the painting, ductwork, insulation, all that good stuff. Some of the finals, ductwork installation is going to happen after the students are present. It's not going to interfere with any instructional and programming issues. Guy, who's our mechanical engineer in the town of Smyrna, completed their final inspections today. And as I said, the classes are turned over, classrooms are turned over for the start of the school year. The track and tennis courts, those are wrapped up. As I said last time, the track wrapped up and we gave that, so that final approval. And the tennis courts, all of their repairs are complete, and our architects are going to be issuing that final approval for that. So something that we're going to be reporting a little differently, in change orders, we had that change order that was presented a little bit earlier. We have our internal controls procedures allow us to move forward on change orders that are less than $25,000. But to be transparent to the board and to the community, what we're going to be doing moving forward on projects like this, is to list the change orders in order and have it like build each month as we go through this presentation. So North Smyrna Elementary, we've had change order number one, which is that $22,000 change order for a footer and foundation work. Change order number two, which you saw this evening, is that electrical line relocation. We will have a change order forthcoming for that water main repair. Clean intermediate change order number one was actually a credit. We worked with our general contractor. They felt like some of the piping that we were going to install, rather than using cast, they felt like PVC would be a better material. It's most beneficial due to longevity as well as cost. So we were able to get money back in that situation. So it was a $15,000 credit. Change order two was also a credit for a hardware change. Change order three is just a concrete reinforcement that we had to implement for that project. Smyrna High School HVAC, that project is in its second year and final year, so we are wrapping that up. So we have a list of change orders. That project was very extensive as far as the number of areas that we say touched. Everything from sprinkler systems to drywall to ductwork, chase work, rooftop units. There's a significant amount of lighting, a significant amount of areas that project has kind of dabbled in that building. So this is what we've done up to this point. I think we're at right at the end of where we could expect a substantial completion on that project. North Smyrna Elementary, for the roof project, we had change order number one to raise an exhaust. So just wanted to go through a couple pictures. That main electrical power bank, if you look at that on the left-hand side, it's really hard to see. About halfway through the picture, there looks like there's a piece of like a little tunnel with some concrete running across it with dirt on top. That's the main electrical power for elementary. And what you see to the right is basically what it looks like now. Or, well, it's buried now, but that's what the repairs are. Plate intermediate had a really, really good picture. Mr. Wilson, principal over at Clayton Intermediate, gave us the two pictures on the left. So the one on the bottom left is just getting prepared for the pad itself. The picture on the top was about 5:50 in the morning when they started pouring, and the larger picture on the right is what the pad looks like on completion. So a lot of work to a lot of concrete. I think it was 15 or 16 trucks total. North Elementary, you can see footers and foundation walls and everything going in that picture. So a good opportunity to see what's happening behind the building. For those of you that don't know, the addition for North Elementary is going to attach to the back north side of the building. It's going to go west and south and then come back and connect to the building. So it's a kind of a big lazy U back to the building. So a lot of what's happening at North Elementary, you're not able to see. And on the left, I don't know if you can see the geyser, Old Faithful, paid a visit at North Smyrna Elementary. So that's where the water main was hit. And the next two pictures, you can see the repair work that was done on the water main. That's the update.
Is there any way that we could, I don't know whether it's social media or whether it's the website or how we do it, but I think it's good to let the community know, that we have broke ground, we have started on these projects, and what the, how far along we are, and an updated timeline, just so that, you know, everybody understands, yes, we passed the referendum, and here's what your money is doing for these construction projects.
Yeah. Our goal was to start taking pictures and posting them on our social media and on our website. Our general contractors asked us to kind of pump the brakes on that for a couple of reasons. One, they don't want us to take the pictures on our own and post them, because if I'm out there during a process, mm-hmm. where I might take a picture before something's secured, or if I take a picture and post it to social media that shows something extremely valuable that's stored on property, it could find its way off property. So what they want to do is, like, the situation we're in now, so we're going to show the pictures to the board, give you the update, and then we're going to filter these pictures that were approved by the general contractors onto our website. And it would probably be easy, just since this is public information, that this presentation get posted. So someone can click on it, read through it, they can see it for themselves, or we can harvest some of the pictures out of here and kind of tell the story a different way. But we kind of slowed down on the picture posting because it was a request by the contractors to make sure that we're not posting something that shows an unsafe situation before they had a chance to.
But they've approved these now.
These are good.
So we can go forward with these.
Yep.
And exactly. While I think the presentation is good, and I appreciate the update with it, I would also say that most people these days don't have an attention span to go through it. So they almost need, you know, quick shots of a picture update or things like that. So
yep. Sounds good.
Thank you. Item 11.2, reassessment and tax bill update. Depends. Oh, thanks, Kelly. So good evening, everyone. We thought, since the tax bills were sent out by the county since our last board meeting, it might be helpful just to go through very quickly the tax bill components and some of the information that we have learned since that time. So we have had some direct reach out to the finance office. I know the superintendent's office has also had some citizens contact the main line throughout the district. What we found, obviously, is most of the people that reached out to us had an increase of some level in their tax bill. Unfortunately, we also found that oftentimes if a resident called the county simply told them to call us. So there are many elements in the tax bill and a county tax bill. Not all of those elements are related to the school district tax. And the county oftentimes did not take the time to explain to the residents, even about the county tax, or in some cases, we know that individuals that live in an unincorporated area or in a neighborhood may have other than taxes on their tax bill, like their trash collection or their homeowners association lighting bill. So we had, thank you, Steve. He took the calls and was able to explain specific situations to the property owners when they called, because we could see their tax bill. But Kent County did communicate to the residents some, but from our perspective, or at least my perspective, I think they could have done a little bit more to give a better understanding of those components of the bill. And we'll go into some examples of that later. As I mentioned earlier, obviously, and as expected, most of the comments or feedback that we received came from individuals whose tax bill went up. The two examples that we had at the time that we put this presentation together were individuals that lived in a relatively new neighborhood. And many of us know that the assessment process has not been updated since 45 years or so, I think, as they go a little bit later. And we also had a call, which was interesting, and I'm not sure if we had many of these examples or samples when we were looking at it earlier, was undeveloped residential property. So someone that owned, I think it was a 6-acre or 8-acre property that did not have a home on it yet, saw a substantial increase in their overall tax billing as well. So there were a couple of situations that even though we tried to pull some samples across the district, came to our attention after the fact. So as I mentioned, the tax billing components, there are four standard ones that everyone in the county would see. That is the county tax, a library tax, and for the Smyrna residents, it is the Duck Creek Library tax, the Smyrna school tax and the vocational tax. Vocational tax is assessed not by referendum, but by statute. And that would be for Polytech in our situation. So as an example, we had looked at some properties previously to determine what range we expected those increases to be in for the proposed tax proposal that the board approved in July. For this particular property example, the breakdown for 2023 is on the left. July of 2024, the most recent bill is in the center, and the increase is percentage on the right, in the right column. And we just thought it was important to point out here that for this particular property, the Smyrna school tax overall increase was 4.61%. And for us, that includes the current expense tax, the match tax, the tuition tax, and the debt service taxes all together. But you'll see the county tax was actually a higher growth rate, and the vocational school tax was actually a higher growth rate as well. So they started as a smaller number. So the absolute increase obviously was smaller than the Smyrna school tax, but the percentage growth was higher in two out of the four categories than Smyrna. So our school district tax, what do we collect? We collect, as I mentioned, a current expense, a tuition expense, a match tax expense, and a debt service expense. The current expense is the area for which we heard most of the comments about tonight. It allows us to cover the operating expenses of the district that include personnel costs, our technology initiative costs, the cost of other instructional materials throughout the district, the transportation of our students, and obviously the utilities, and there's several other expenses that are included in that area. For the current expense tax, that tax collection rate and subsequent to the reassessment, the adjustment still limits the district in collecting what was approved by the voters. So right now the district is operating under a current expense collection that was approved in March of 2021. Tuition supports the needs of our students in special services that could be for in-district expenses or out-of-district placement and transportation for those students. The district can set those rates based on the need of the district and the approval of the board based on approval in Delaware Code or authority in Delaware Code. The match tax. We are a district in Kent County that the board has chosen to support every category of match tax. We have not needed to or been able to support 100% of what we are authorized to support, but we have a significant investment in each one of those areas. So the math specialists, the reading specialists, and the extra time program are from many years ago. They support teachers and reading specialists in our district. The technology tax is a pre-established rate, and that goes directly to support technology needs in the district. Opportunity Fund is one of our most recent match tax opportunities. It's an initiative under the current governor that provides the districts the ability to match the state funding for some of our underserved populations and multi-language students. And we have the minor capital improvement allocation from the state that's required to be matched at 60-40. And vocational equipment replacement allocation. It's relatively small considering the cost of that equipment, but that also requires a match for us to receive funding from the state, about $3,000 in that particular one. Anything is better than nothing. And debt service. I think it's very important for everyone to understand that debt service can only support the repayment of funds that the district has borrowed in the past. And the only reason the district can borrow funds is for the major capital construction projects. And the district can only borrow those funds after a referendum is approved by the voters. So we have the new construction and the renovations that Roger mentioned earlier. the additions at CIS and North Smyrna Elementary, and it would cover any other major renovations that we would need in the future for the district. So again, those collection amounts are determined by what the borrowing rates were at the time and the balance that's due in interest payments and principal in the next year. So this is going to be where the screen I might not be able to see so well. This is a comparison of districts looking at the elements of the school tax. I'm sorry, of their total tax bill. And you see Smyrna is on line two. We rank second in the total tax rate for the county. And that's total tax rate, and the school tax rate, we have the same ranking as number two. As we drill down into what makes up that school tax, here's a slide that gives you an indication of why Smyrna is higher in some cases than other districts. And that is because I mentioned earlier, Smyrna has chosen to maximize in many cases the match tax opportunities. And the rate here, as you'll see, is a 0.0258 for $100 assessed value. Woodbridge, for instance, is 0.0113. Cesar Rodney is 0.0337. So the five districts that are in Kent County, or a portion of them are in Kent County, are listed here. And again, each of the schools have a current or operating expense tax, a tuition tax, match tax, and debt service. Some of the districts that you see have a lower debt service than others is because they haven't had major construction in many years, so their debt service drops off. It is a 20-year schedule for borrowing for each of the school districts.
Where are we in current expense? Where do we rank?
Where do we rank in current expense? Current expense, we are .1919, and that puts us at three. Capital is at 0.2409, and Milford is at 0.1929. And then we have Lake Woodbridge and Milford, or Lake Woodbridge and CR. Oh, yeah, on your side. And here's a chart that shows you the districts and the match tax opportunities that they choose to participate in. So again, we're completely matching every opportunity that we have. And so is Cesar Rodney and Lake Forest, but you see Capital, Woodbridge, and Milford do not. I think that's a little more common in Sussex County as well.
Thank you for putting that together. I think, you know, I'm going to have to talk for anybody else, but nice to see.
I know you had a lot of questions, and of course, it's from the people that saw their taxes increase, right? But we're, according to what we've received, right, just as many people that saw theirs increase, we've had probably just as many see theirs decrease. Is that fair to say? Close?
I would hesitate to say that because I'm not sure how the categories ended up with the county, but I will tell you we have heard some of the extreme examples, right, about the percentages of a particular property, 30%, 100%. Not only do we have the example that I shared today where the overall property tax increased 5% with the district increasing at 4.6%, we also know of some of our neighbors in particular that saw an 8% decrease overall in their county tax, and that was with a 8.18% decrease,
and their school tax decreased by 9.46%. So we're aware of specific properties also that decreased, and they are also in a very big range of decrease as well. So there are just so many caveats about properties, and if a property increased in value because there was something done to it, or did it, is it the same structure from 1978 or whatever year, 83? I have that in a different presentation, I apologize, but you know, is it really the same structure that was here, or is it the same structure when they gave it an assessed value when it was constructed in 2006? Or has it been remodeled, structures added to the property? And people aren't always forthcoming with that when they, you know, the county has now recognized something has changed other than just the market.
Thank you.
Madam President, I move that we go into executive session.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Snow and a second by Mr. Skuse to go into executive sessions. Ms. Silver, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. When we come back from executive session, we'll be voting on personnel items and a student matter. You're certainly welcome to stay, but I'm going home.
I should turn in the lights off.
And I'm going to call the meeting back to order. We were on item 12, personnel.
Madam President, I move that we accept item 12.1, 12.2, 12.3, A through D, F through L, N through Q, item 12.4, item 12.5, A to double E, double G to double Q, and additional items A and B, item 12.6, 12.7, 12.8, 12.9, that was a long one. 12.10, 12.11, as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Snow on all of that. Second by, second by Mr. Snow. Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
Madam President, I move that we accept student matter 13.1 as submitted.
Second.
With a motion by Mr. Snow and a second by Mr. Skuse to accept student matter 13.1 as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, Ms. Weber?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
Madam President, I move that we go back into executive session.
Second.
Looking by Mr. Snow, taken by Mr. Seuss to return to executive session. Any questions or comments? Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Seuss?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. There will be no more voting matters this evening for us to vote on. We'll come out and just end the meeting.
Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
I need to go back. I'm not thinking this would be changes to the numbers.
Look, pages, I'm like, wait, that's pages. I can't get them. Stupid pages.